It's Matty Garwood for AusMade. We are going right around the country with the biggest Aussie hits at night. And this country has just been blessed today with a brand new one from Psychedelic Porn Crumpets. They have channeled Sonic Euphoria for their fourth studio album. It is Shiger, the Sunlight Mount. Going to catch up with Jack right now. Jack, it's always great chatting to you. What is Shiger, the Sunlight Mound all about, mate?
Shiger, the Sunlight Mound.
What is going on?
Well, it had two concepts. So the original concept was we were going to cover the greatest hits of fictional character we made called Norton Gavin.
Yeah.
And he's like this old salty sea dog that was sort of like lost all his music sort of in the 60s and
sure.
Like folklore that he was brilliant. We had all this sort of mismatch album of all the songs not really fitting together. So we were like, well, we took Pukebox, Mundungus, and I think it was Mr. Prism. And we're like, well, that's
yep.
The three songs. Instead of doing it as the greatest hits album, have you seen all that like Google Deep Dream, like the AI trying to predict what it's seeing as it's like creating faces in like trees? And it's kind of like that deep fake thing. It's weird. It's amazing. You should have a look at it afterwards. I was like, what if we did that with music? And we're like, what if we had the computer trying to recreate a 70s rock record? So that's why it's got all these kind of glitches, bits and pieces, and a bit lo-fi. Yeah, and then it's generated by a guy who's just come back from tour heavily intoxicated. It's not like a linear kind of theme, but it's like definitely all previous tour, and the music itself all does have like a flowing theme together, and all the production sort of techniques that we use in Mellotron dabbles and bits and pieces. Yeah, it's the first time I think we've really solidly got a record to sound the way we wanted, which has been nice.
Awesome, mate. What kind of work has gone into this for Psychedelic Porn Crumpets coming up for like the fourth studio album?
Yeah, well, I think our mix is getting better and we're getting worse at recording, so it's sort of like, yeah, we're not learning from any mistake. It's still sort of all done in the bedroom, so a lot of the guitars are recorded literally just on an interface, and I will DI a lot of those guitars or maybe just amp up a mic or still use the same old like $10 Japanese mic I've been using. So I think I've got used to liking this crusty sound, which I've now recently upgraded for the fifth I'm working on. I'm like, all right, I need it to sound better. This was the last crispy kind of enjoyable old 70s sound I think we might make a while.
And with Psychedelic Porn Crumpets being in Perth, obviously you've gone through a bit of a lockdown situation at the moment, but things have been relatively kind of back to normal apart from that?
Yeah, well, it's still like half capacity, but if anything, it's been better because of that, because all the bands that were playing like 300 cap rooms are now moving up to obviously 600 cap rooms, but doing it at half capacity. So you're sort of playing in a bigger room. You get to line up for a beer. No one's going to spill a pint down your neck. It's like, it's nice. And obviously everyone's sort of buying tickets quicker because they know it's going to sell out. It's been good. I think the music seems to have come back really healthy. And obviously all the bands that have sort of been here are usually touring. We've got all the Perth bands back. Hopefully they just do some secret shows.
And we're waiting for you to get along to the east and down the coast as well, mate. Have you got anything kind of booked or planned in, or are you still just kind of sitting tight with all the COVID stuff?
Well, we've got a tour with Ocean Alley lined up for August. So
yeah.
Just cross that goes ahead. It's just hard work, I think, and we're like going to just keep focusing on writing records here and making music.
Yeah, well, particularly with that Ocean Alley, because you do have some sold-out shows with it as well, going right from Friday the 6th until the 11th of September, so a lot of people are pretty keen.
It's nuts. Yeah, that's true. I mean, I think it was supposed to be last March. It would be the most anticipated gig of my life anyway.
There's a lot of that going around though, isn't there, hey?
There is.
Yeah, what else has been going around for you? Anything else personally happening, Jack? Or it's all just been really focused to have this album out today?
I've been absolutely hammering the Big Bash. Just smashing cricket at the moment. And it's been good because it's every day. So it sort of finishes up at 7:30, then sort of time for bed.
The sun would still be up and still warm over there, right?
We get an easterly wind. It's still 30 degrees at like 8 o'clock. It's horrible.
Well, what's not horrible, mate, is your brand new one. We are absolutely loving Shiger, the Sunlight Mound, and particularly one of the lead singles from it as well. We're going to play a bit of Pukebox now. Jack, it's always so great catching up with you, mate.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on.
Cool, bro. Would you mind introducing the song for me?
Hey, this is Jack from Psychedelic Porn Crumpets, and this next track you're about to listen to is called Pukebox. Enjoy.